the topic. To experience original love and to make original effort, I would like to share, because this morning Baba said, follow in the footsteps of Brahma Baba. That makes the path easy. We are easy Raj Yogi. In fact, this word effort, when it is translated in English, sometimes it has some kind of feeling, especially those who use the word effort. It seems like something we have to really make some effort. Effort, word effort, brings a little bit to labor. But in fact, let me first translate the word effort, the meaning of the effort. Because Baba says, double foreigners, double effort makers. Foreigners, fast effort makers. So then effort is not labor, it's not any pressure, it's pleasure. And so the real meaning, the translation, which is effort is translated, we tried to see if any other word could be, but then in English that suits better. The English, Hindi is Purusharath. Purush means the soul. Arth means with the meaning of soul consciousness, with the awareness of the self. For the benefit of the self, for the sake of the self, for the joy of the self, for the development of the self, for the economy of the self, for the income of the self. See, word Purush means soul, and Prakriti is called body. So this world is a play on the field of action. It's the play of mind and matter, the soul and the body. The soul means Purush, and body means matter. So it's a play of mind and matter, the soul and the body. Mind means not only mind, but mind, intellect and sanskaras. And what the soul is making effort while making all this activity, performance, is for the benefit of the self. So Artha means meaning. Artha means meaning. Purusharath, Purush plus Artha. In the meaning, for the meaning, to understand myself. Because the purpose of life is to express myself, experience myself, and also to understand the meaning. Why I want to express myself? Why do I want to experience myself? Because I am a living energy. So when I understand I am a living energy, so my life is meaningful. I am not just matter. I, the one living energy, want to see what is in me. So the living seed, the beauty of the seed is expressed and it is known to all. When the seed is planted in soil, the value increases. Because the purpose is what is in it, potential in the seed, that is not only for the tree itself, it is for others. The tree creates environment, bears fruit, it becomes source of income of others, it becomes the garden for the play, for the children, it becomes property of someone. So it has a meaning of the expression of the seed. So we have a meaning of this life that we are here. And so Baba is telling us, understand why you are here and what is your aim and object. What benefits it will be. So earth means economy and earth means money as well. And so how you have the economy, in the name of one you earn an income. Because once you are expressing yourself, you are experiencing the joy. But for that, when I am aware who am I, then I am able to make it effort easily. So I am using the word effort, means the action with right understanding, with clear aim and object. That is called effort. Because I want to achieve, I want to see what is in it. Because when if anything, if you want to really taste it, you have some kind of procedure in it, you can call it. You need to some attention put in it. A gardener knows that there is a seed, but then he has understanding, he has patience, he has also constant attention that he has to take care of it. He also makes effort, attention, that the weeds are taken away so that the energy remains there, that it can bring the right result. So that's called effort of the gardener, but is the joy. So we are children of Allah's garden, we are the flowers of God's garden. And so He comes to establish once again this beautiful garden. And so what efforts were made by Adam, what efforts were made by Brahma, the father of humanity, what efforts were made by Adidev, the original effort. So Shiv Baba reminds us, you were, we were eternal and we are eternal souls. But we have forgotten this. But you say, but nobody has forgotten. When some soul leaves the body, people say, may thy soul rest in God, rest in peace. We do pray in the name of soul, but in reality, even though we are thinking of a soul, what we are focusing on? We are focusing on the physical body. So our efforts were not, our attention and care was not with the right understanding, with the right meaning. And so this is why I continue to make effort and yet no achievements. So Brahma Baba, in the beginning, when Shiva Baba gave him this realization, he also see this light. When he saw this light, he was also not sure what this light is about. But knowledge became, when Shiva Baba gave the knowledge of the soul, Baba started working on it. What he did, his first effort was, in his notebook, he started practicing with himself and seeing his family members, this body and bodily relations. This is a soul. The first practice was of practicing, I am a soul. Though it was bhakti background of the word Om. Om means I am. And when this was started, this practice, I am, Om, so he had to start at that time, this is taking initiative to start with the meaning, and then feeling was also created because it was with a pure consciousness of I am not this body. I am a soul. I have taken this body to play my role. So this knowledge, to know myself I am a soul, but then to believe that I am a soul. To believe. This vishwas, which is called faith. And he started this faith that I am a soul. As the deeper the belief, the faith is, even this word that was chanted, Om, Om, the deeper they went in, it was not a mantra which was like a singing. It was going deep in. So thought, understanding, faith and feelings. So not only the mind, but the vibrations of this thought, which was with every breath, which was coming out in atmosphere, whoever came in the gathering, they started having visions of light on Brahma Baba's forehead. They see light. They forget this body. So it was actually the inner effort of Brahma Baba to see himself a soul, practice himself a soul. And not only just practicing himself to be a soul, as I say, he started writing on his notebook, Yashoda Atma. His wife's name was Yashoda. So he wanted to have this relationship of living in the family, changing the vision, awareness, attitude, feelings, consciousness. The soul is not wife. This relationship is soul to soul. Yashoda Atma. Yashoda Atma, he wrote many times. His son's name was Narayan, Narayana Atma, Narayana Atma, Narayana Atma. Daughter's name was Palu, Nirmal Shanta Dadi's name, Palu Atma, Palu Atma, Palu Atma. So that this love that was focused on the bodily relations, that love becomes pure love for the soul, becoming detached from the body. So from body conscious to soul consciousness. So body and bodily relations, that is the most we can say an obstacle, or where one needs to pay extra attention to realize attachment grows through this body, through matter. And so to be free from this attachment, and yet living like a lotus flower, practice to live like a lotus flower. Being in this world of matter, water of emotions, in the lake of emotions and yet detachment. So there is a story of Gyan Sarovar, Man Sarovar, that in that lake, so you are here in Gyan Sarovar, and I feel that Brahma Baba had created this Gyan Sarovar, Man Sarovar here in the mind, is a spiritual lake. In that story is that whoever had a bath in that lake, the poor will become wealthy, sick will become healthy, old will become young, ugly will become beautiful, human will change into angel. It was Gyan Sarovar, or it was Man Sarovar. So Brahma Baba created here in his consciousness of the in the mind, in the lake of the mind. And he started to see the real treasure inside. And that's why first changing the consciousness of physical relatives are in reality a soul. So spiritual relationship is developed, created. From first body conscious to soul conscious self, and then seeing others also with the same vision, they are soul. So awareness changed, Simrati is changed. When Simrati, the awareness is changed, memory is changed, attitude is changed. When attitude is changed, vision is changed. When vision is changed, then the feeling, vibrations change. And whatever is happening in the mind, that automatically comes in words and vibrations as well as in communication and interaction. So it was interaction in soul consciousness. And so even Brahma Baba's wife, he started calling Baba, Baba. Just seeing herself a soul. So she was seeing also Baba, the Supreme Light in Brahma Baba's light, because Brahma Baba invoked his own perfect light of soul consciousness, of soul. He did not know that his perfect form was an angel. You remember, you don't know this story, perhaps all those who are a long time in Gyan have heard this story. Brahma Baba not only just practiced this, that he himself was a soul, not only just in his family to see themselves a soul, but he made this regular practice for the children as well. Brahma Baba surrendered everything, his business, his family to God in godly service. As I am remembering now, I am just telling this small one part of the story. If I tell full story, the time will not allow me. So when he had, Brahma Baba had vision, he went to Banaras. What he saw, he saw his, that they're far, far away. He's seeing treasure. But it's far. Second letter, and he wrote this letter to his family. His wife was with him, but he sent letter to the family. Far away, he's watching, he's seeing this treasure. He continued to see what that. And then he made effort, he in this soul consciousness, he saw the treasure is near. I don't have the key. And the third letter he wrote, I found the key. And what was the key? One of the Muralis, you understand, Ajatvatata says, it's who am I? What am I? The real treasure is in this self-realization. And in this is the wealth of knowledge, wealth of wisdom, wealth of peace, wealth of purity, wealth of happiness. When he came to Calcutta, he realized, I want to do the business of the spiritual jewels. And that's why he decided to stop the business of stones. And he wrote the letter in his family, sent a telegram. The partner A got Allah, his partner B got the false kingdom. His uncle was sick, he said, I got your telegram, I'm coming by rail. So, but he had divided his property, and here he then, with his property, the yajna was established, the institution was established, and then he established also a boarding for the children. Apart from those who were coming, had seen Brahma Baba's light, light of Shiv Baba in Brahma Baba's forehead, seeing their own light, seeing the future vision of the new world, they wanted their children also to be trained in that way. And Brahma Baba's wish was that children should be given knowledge from the age 3, when they are really a time of development. And a boarding was established. And these children were also given the training in this boarding. You are a soul, I am a soul. You look at me as a soul, the light. I look at you as soul, the light. And you have heard the story from Gulzar Dadi, that when they were children, they were meditating with each other, and Gulzar Dadi was sitting in front of Kamalmani Dadi. They were looking at each other and giving drishti, you are a soul, you are light, I am light. You look at me as light, I look at you as light. Children with pure, innocent mind. And when we are making effort, I am child of God, newly born child. 1 year child, 2 year child, 5 year child. So bringing this consciousness, I am God's child. And so what happens? Gulzar Dadi went in trance. And she was 7, 8 years old at that time. And she had seen Brahma Baba's angelic form, the body of light, in the subtle region. Nobody knew this before, what is subtle region. Here this 8 years old girl comes and tells, I wanted to catch Baba's hand there, but I couldn't catch it. And she told Mama, Mama wanted to say, Gulzar, Shobha, her name was at that time Shobha, Baba is in his room. She says, no, he was up there. And Mama became very interested to see what was up there, because Baba is in room. So she told Brahma Baba. This is what Gulzar Dadi had seen. Gulzar at that time, Shobha has seen. Baba called her. And then she told what I saw. So Baba said, no, I was here in my room. You should go again and ask, what is that place? Who is this? What is the name of what you have seen there of this form? And this gradually, Gulzar Dadi had brought this message that your perfect form of an angelic form is in the subtle region. Now, this is what is faith, I would say, that Brahma Baba himself had not seen. This innocent girl, pure mind, had seen Baba's form, and Baba, Shiv Baba, had faith in Brahma Baba, Shiv Baba, what Shiv Baba is teaching. But Shiv Baba had not revealed his perfect form. He revealed it through Gulzar Dadi. And through that hearing, Brahma Baba started invoking his perfect angelic form. That I am not only just a soul, my perfect form is body of light. And this practice of walking, talking, sitting, eating, cooking is consciousness of not only being but invoking the future perfect form of light. And that became reality. We saw Brahma Baba with these eyes in the body of light. I have related my experience many times that my spiritual birth was through Brahma Baba's drishti. I saw him just the body of light. I couldn't believe, I thought them, perhaps this is the reflection of the sun, focus of the sunlight on him. I pinched myself. I changed my place to see if this is my imagination or what. My first meeting was in the body of light. Last meeting in 68, November, I was holding Baba's hand and there was no physical form, it was the body of light. So it was subtle incognito effort of original with love and with faith that this is what I want to become. And yet, being physically very active, it was a balance. What was the original effort? Balance of detachment and yet very active focus on the task of world transformation that Baba had given him to do. To look after the children, means all this, many were came, it's not only babies were there. In fact, there were all age group. Families had surrendered them, were coming there. 300 brothers and sisters. That some children had their bowl, in the boarding were also about 80 children. So, to look after them, every day's activity, to arrange food for them, to buy things for them. So he established all these departments. He used to give direction every day, what has to be done, what should be cooked, like a mother. And so it was very active role of organization, very active role of self-checking and self-introspection. So it's a balance, detachment, detached observer and active actor. This was the original part that Brahma Baba played when he understood this world is a drama. Not only I'm actor, I'm a soul. We are actors. This world is a drama. Baba is the director. And so these children, then he was able to express this pure love for the children. We have heard the stories from Dadis, that Baba loved so much Baba, his children, all of us, those children, those who were there at that time. In the season when the first fruit will come in the market, Baba will order this, that my deities should eat first. And he will order the fruit that children, they eat first this fruit. Not he himself. This was pure love, not for the Laukik family, because the Laukik became Alaukik. All his property was surrendered for the Alaukik task. He became trustee. So it was the house creating a beautiful family, changing from grasti to trustee, from householder to the unlimited, the father of humanity. So consciousness changed. Laukik became Alaukik. Everything was arranged in a very beautiful way. He put the mothers in front, gave this respect and mama's effort. And so also in the evening, every day, Baba had made this beautiful arrangement for the children, because in summer the net, the mosquito net, the children had to meditate before. They used to meditate, and Baba would go there and see, and he would say to them, "I've come to see my Thakur, my deities, how they are resting." And so he actually put the sisters, Kumaris, 15 years old, 12 years old, to look after these young children, babies. So it was very well everything arranged. Many departments were created, but I want to say now we have different wings, but at that time were different departments. Teams, where we say Baba had created this responsibility to give the responsibility to mothers, to brothers, to Kumaris. And Mama's efforts were no less. When Brahma Baba went in Karachi to Kashmir, Srinagar, Kashmir, he used to get this touching and write, and they send these letters. Five sisters were appointed that would, what Baba sent the letters, they should study, churn this, practice on self, and then share with others. And Mama was practical example of this, her effort. Not only just practice of soul consciousness, but with knowledge also balance of yoga, with yoga knowledge. And so what was it? She used to get up early morning. Whatever writing that came from Baba, she used to meditate. There was not fixed Amrit Vela time at that time, but Mama started it by her own. And you ever heard Dadis sharing their experience that sometime they get up in the morning and they see Mama is sitting in on a comfortable chair and meditating. And that the vibrations of that time of meditation would sometimes give the create a feeling in the mind, is this the moon shining in the sky or the moon shining here? It was the peaceful, powerful vibrations of knowledge practicing, knowledge changing into yoga. I am a soul. I'm child of the Supreme Soul. Baba is making us pure. The purifier has come. So applying this, changing and checking, checking and changing the thoughts, practicing to become, just to practice one thought, I am a pure and peaceful soul. I am a pure and peaceful soul. Because this knowledge, our home is soul world. The original home where the souls reside is pure world, Brahma element. It is the land of silence, region of silence, Nirvana. So there were not only words, as Baba was giving the knowledge, that knowledge was translated in practice. And so Mama did this practice of meditation, knowledge into practice, meditation, yoga. And through this, what it is with Mama, naturally other souls, what Mama was sharing, experiencing, she was sharing with others. It was love for the self, but love for others also. So unlimited family from all young, old, poor, rich, there was no discrimination. There was no difference between everyone, poor and rich, and that's why, in order to make it easy, that this consciousness of I'm very rich family, that dress became very simple, a school dress, no? Uniform, a simple dress, simple living, not only high thinking, but divine living. Godly living, and this godly love for each other. And that love had created the vibrations, the atmosphere. You have heard many times, I have heard, that Janaki sharing her experience. That first day when she came, what she saw, that these sisters and brothers, those who were there, their vibrations for each other. With drishti they were looking at each other. That pulled her, that was her. Of course she had met Brahma Baba when she was 8 years old. She had seen Brahma Baba also. But at that time was full for seeing. She said, I wish this could be my father. Though her father was also a jeweler, diamond merchant, but Brahma Baba's spirituality was touching her. 8 years or 12 years old, age I don't remember exactly, but her experience. But when she came, when she was grown up, after marriage she came again to Baba, what first thing was? This atmosphere of spiritual love for each other. This vision of soul consciousness of each other. So not only just whoever came in front of each other, vision of seeing soul to soul, interacting soul to soul. And so this knowledge became yoga, and yoga became power to imbibe virtues. That was effort, not effort, but that was a natural expression. Because of the experience of godly qualities, what was being experienced, that was expressed. And so there were no effort. Just like we never make effort to get angry. Do we make effort to hate someone? Do we make effort to reject someone? Our negativity trait automatically is expressed because we keep thinking again and again the same. Our vision, our attitude, our behavior becomes same. And so what Brahma Baba and Mama helped the family every day, there used to be a court, it was called. Every evening Baba would sit with the children. Children, when I say, I'm not speaking about the children, the little children only, but children means grown-up children, no? 20 years age, 30 years age, 40 years age, young, old, all were present there, no? And it used to be called divine court. And what would happen there? What was checked? There were some dharana was given, divine virtues, values to make the life really, because the aim is to become a perfect human being. A perfect human being means free from defect, inner defects. And beyond the effect and defect of others. And that is checked only when we are interacting with each other. When we are community working together. And so this was the one that is, because then so many, every day living 300 together, eating together, cooking together, all activity together, playing together, it's not an easy job. Not everybody has come as a divine angels. All came human beings, came with old sanskaras, came from original different backgrounds, different families, different consciousness, different training. And Baba used to say that this is the garden of one, that means wood from every forest, different woods are put together in this sacrificial fire of knowledge. In Sindhi they call it one one ki kathi, means the wood from variety trees have been here in this yagya. Those were, so then to recreate that into sandalwood forest, that's why Baba's task is the forest that was from, some were thorn, some were not so pleasant, some were hard nature, some were egocentric. All of us were full of vices, are full of that. And here Baba is creating a sandalwood garden. And so then, it was the practice of, if you rub a stone against a stone, fire will emerge. But if you rub a piece of sandalwood against a stone, coolness, color and fragrance very much. And so even there were hard sanskaras of others, how to handle each other, how to support each other. This pure love was expressed in detachment. So in the evening, when Baba used to have court this together, he would ask, or Mama would ask, is anyone seen anyone making a mistake? So those who made a mistake due to any vice or weakness, they with honesty check and tell Mama and Baba, this is what mistake we have made. And then the other was, okay, perhaps the person who has made a mistake and you have seen it, so without any anger, without any judgment, but just detachment, they would tell, this is what is made. So to draw attention. So things are wrong there and you ignore it, clean with what something, water has fallen, simple example, and you just ignore, okay, somebody else will clean. No. So this was also, you have responsibility. If something is gone, you repair. So others will draw attention, but not with in the form of complaint. So love for the spiritual development of others, not being a judge, not being a lawyer, but a spiritual benevolent being. And so this was the original effort of expressing the benevolent consciousness, love for each other. They will sit together, share the churning what they have experienced. Mama would sit every day with the different groups. Baba had created the called divine party, means the divine groups, no, different names he had given, according to their capacity, according to their level, according to their spiritual interest. So this churning was created, so automatically gossip, there's no place for gossip. Because when this intellect is not churning and is not sharing the spiritual qualities of each other, what will they share? Rubbish. Waste thoughts. Even in the name of concern, correction, criticism, quotation, comparison. And here it was, what you have seen speciality in each other. And this is the reason you can see Baba, draw attention with great love of even if you are seeing the present stage not good, see their future, because all are becoming deities. This is also one of the story that one time Dadi Janaki's story. She came to Baba and she expressed her feeling about one sister. And Baba said, yes. Baba heard her feelings. And Baba said, you also know that all of you are becoming deities, and on the path of bhakti, you remember her worship, you will worship her statue, no? You will worship her, because she is also going to become a deity. And Dadi Janaki said, that opened her eyes, it came realization, that what we are going to become, if we are going to worship their non-living divinity, when there are no more divinity, divine beings, here they are effort makers, becoming divine beings, what we need to focus is on their good qualities. So Baba used to say, you are holy swans, you pick up the virtues from each other. And I remember myself, when I came in knowledge in 57, at that time, Baba used to give love and remembrances, not just like now, meethe, meethe, sweet, long lost and now found again children. It was the remembrance, the last line of meeting was, the ones, sweet children, the ones who remove the wings of the crow and put the wings of the peacocks. Asuri kavo wale pankh nikal, devi mor mukut dharan karne wale bachchon ko yaad pyar. Good morning and namaste. The one who remove all this negative devilish thought feather from their intellect and imbibe the peacock virtues, divine virtues, and have the divine qualities to serve, to love and remembrance of such children. So every day this attention was, have a vision of picking of virtues. So this original effort is so that this creates the feeling of love for the children, and then serve with them with that consciousness. And so original effort was to become a perfect. That's why this picture Vishnu is no person is with four arms and standing all the time. Was it a punishment given? Standing, holding hand, and it's not that a person could be that. It was a personality that Brahma Baba, this had a vision of perfect Vishnu. So spinning the cycle of self-realization all the time. Who am I? What I was and what I will become. So it was the effort, or first effort of self-realization. This knowledge changing into yoga, the effort of maze. Conquering the inner negative thought, changing into positive, self-sovereignty, self-mastery. Living like a lotus flower and bringing the virtues in practical life and serving humanity with that vision. Children, do you not feel mercy? Can you not hear the sound of the devotees crying? Can you not see the souls, so many crying from this much in different situations? Go service there, do the service of the poor people, go and serve in the villages, go and serve in the jail. Those people are, they're suffering. It was the benevolent consciousness of love. No physical relationship, but relationship with unlimited, as we are children, the unlimited children of the One Father. And that's the reason this service is grown. So original love that Baba was invoking the children, it is His original love that all of us are here. So, love for others, but at the same time balanced is love for the self. Mama used to say, what it is that you love the most? Mama, I love Baba very much. What is the basis of love for Baba? Why do you want to love? If love for Baba is there, but the stage is not good, is not real love. So love for the stage, so then Purusharath means I love, my true love is to make my stage pure, stable, unshakable in any situation, any circumstances. And that was the practical, still love of soul consciousness, but love for the self stage, that Brahma Baba became totally detached. Loving, forgiving, caring, and sharing what God has given for the children. Alaukik, all his what he had, an alaukik gift that he received from Baba. And so this is this love, original effort is means pure, selfless, benevolent, impartial, constant. No matter how many difficulties came, many situations came. You know the history of the yajna. So many oppositions. But Baba's vision, always loveful and merciful. So much criticism, so many defamation of Brahma Baba. But he says, I am child, it's not my task, it's God's task. I am just only on the way. I am caught up because God wants to use this chariot. He has transformed the world. And so on one side, so much concern to transform the world. At the same time, taking the responsibility, fulfilling the duty, but having that he is responsible. So carefree king and very careful in every action. It was the balance of love and detachment. It was the balance of free from worry and yet concern that message should reach to all souls. Child, no one should remain that they give the complaint that, oh, God had come and they did not get the message. And so this original love for all souls is to liberate them from suffering. And not only just suffering, to liberate the souls from the cause of suffering. And this is why with his love is expressed in knowledge. To recognize God's love is a very divine gift. To recognize God's love. His love is not emotional love. His love is not the physical love. His love is not limited love. And so Baba first is the ocean of knowledge. And through his knowledge, his giving, this love is expressed. And those who practice this, they experience God's love. And that the effort becomes natural, because this love, once we recognize God's knowledge, love, we let go of old influences, old circumstances. And this is what Brahma Baba did. Love. Let go. Let go the old world, old sanskaras, old situations, old influences. And he was open. Open what Baba is giving and open for the children with the open arm, open heart. Come, my children, come. And even when those who were downtrodden from this sweeper note, in India they are called untouchable quality community. Society is very away from them. And this woman will come and be part of the gathering. Our child, my sweet child, my sweet child. Baba says, don't look at what the task, what duty she has. she is better than big holy people's, those who wear the saffron clothes, but without meaning. And she is cleaning the house of people. She is cleaning the rubbish of others. And he wrote, sadhu, sant, mahatma, akshar, bemana, meter, unse behtar hain, jo khate mehnat kha khana. Means big, divine, colorful robes, big feathers, big positions. It's meaningless. The people who work hard, these downtrodden people, they work hard and they take care of their livelihood. They are better. And so his love was for poor people. His love was for those who had lost everything. And this is what it is then. And to bring them on the highest consciousness, to have the vision. So never ever losing hope. High vision, elevated vision. Open heart, vision so elevated. And that is called eternal, original love. So Baba's love for all, without any caste, color, age, creed, male or female, all are souls, children of God. And so this was that created this unlimited community, this unlimited family. And Baba's vision has actually brought all of you here. He had the visions, foreigner will come.